How long does it take to dispel darkness?
Many different ways to attain self-realization have been described in the Vedic scriptures. One must achieve vivek, that is conduct, vairagya, that is renunciation or loss of interest in worldly things, and mumukshuta, that is intense desire to know one's true self, all of which require time and effort. How is it possible then to receive this gnan in such a short time?
It does not take time to receive gnan. It is like turning on a flashlight in pitch darkness. The light will appear instantly. Likewise, it takes no time at all for a gnani purush to dispel ignorance with the light of knowledge, that is gnan. After this, you will not stumble.
Should one be spiritually elevated to receive gnan?
Man has achieved this spiritual level many, many times in previous lives. Due to his ignorance about his real self, he has been led astray by his ego. As he progresses to a higher spiritual level, his ego becomes heavier. He practices vairagya and vivek. However, it has only served to enhance his feelings of superiority through the sense of spiritual accomplishment. Why does all this happen? He still keeps on stumbling. Even as he continues to stumble, he continues to say, "I am something." He has undertaken many spiritual practices, but he has not attained the realization of his real self. Your astitva, that is your existence, is present. There is no doubt about this fact. You do not have the knowledge of vastutva, that is the knowledge of your real identity, but you do have the knowledge that you exist. When the Gnani Purush washes away your sins, you will have the knowledge of vastutva, that is self-realization. Once you attain self-realization, you will automatically progress towards Purnatva, the state of total self-realization. Then you do not have to do anything and you will be independent. The only difference will be the direction of your vision. At this moment, all of you are looking in one direction and I am looking in the other direction. All I do is change the direction of your vision, that is drashti fair. This is the task of a Gnani Purush. Without divine grace, it is not possible.
The line of demarcation between self and non-self.
It is because of akram vignan that you are able to achieve this samkit state, that is realization of the self, in such a short time. In these times, it is impossible to achieve this state of samkit through the traditional kramic path. Akram vignan is the science which draws an exact line of demarcation between that which is yours and that which is not yours, the real and the relative. It clearly defines their properties and characteristics. The result of this exact demarcation is immediate and experiential. In the kramic marg, that is traditional step-by-step path, this line of demarcation is not clearly defined and therefore it is very difficult to reach the goal. Once this distinction is made, the real will never be relative and the relative will never become real. Unless they are separated, they cannot stay within their own nature.
Paths, kramik or akram?
The gnan of the Tirthankars is kramik gnan. That is, the realization is achieved gradually, one laborious step at a time. One goes higher with each step he takes. As one's parigraha, that is, feelings of this is mine, diminishes, he progresses further spiritually towards moksha. This may take innumerable lifetimes, but this is akram vijnan. There is no need to climb the steps. One simply has to get on the elevator and go to the 12th floor. Such is the beauty of this akram path. One only needs to find this elevator and his salvation will be at hand. I am simply a nimit that is instrumental in showing you this path or pointing you in the right direction. Anyone that boards the elevator will have all the answers. Surely, one must find the answers. After entering this elevator, how does one know that he is going towards moksha? Your assurance is that your anger, lust, greed and pride, krodh, man, maya, lobh, will go away. The internal suffering will go away. There will not be any more artha dhyan, that is adverse meditation that affects the relative self, or raudra dhyan, that is adverse meditation causing harm to others. This will be your confirmation. Then this task is completed, isn't it?
Is the kramik path not the main path? The akram marg is fairly new, is it not?
Yes, the kramik marg is the main path, but it is grueling and it involves much penance, renunciation and so on. A lot of suffering is involved in reaching your goal or destination. One's progress is dependent upon the extent of his penance. The kramik marg is full of penance.
Without enduring suffering and hardship, one cannot progress in the kramik marg. Right, Dada?
Yes, the kramik marg is full of internal and external suffering until the very end. It is like purifying gold. You cannot do it without the heat of the fire, that is suffering.
Are there any rules in akram as there are in kramik path?
No. Wherever there is a rule, it is considered to be relative. For example, the rule of sitting in a certain position or posture is relative. In akram, there are no rules. Alas, even though such an easy path to liberation exists, very few seekers take advantage of it.
They refuse to accept that it is possible to achieve moksha without any effort.
Yes, they ask, how is it possible to achieve something without working for it? If I ask you to do something, how will you be able to do it when you yourself are bound by anger, lust, greed, pride, rag, that is attachment, and dvesh, that is abhorrence? You are the prisoner of your bondage. How will you get rid of your bondage? Nowadays, nobody has the power to do penance. I am here to give you this new and simple akram path. I am not only giving you this akram path, but I am also simplifying the traditional kramik marg in such a way that heavy penance would not be necessary.
Dada, will the kramik path also become simple?
Yes, we will also simplify the kramik path. The akram path is open and available for a limited period of time. This path is very unique. It comes directly from divine grace. So many people were directly blessed during the time of the Tirthankars. In those times, when divine grace was bestowed upon a person, he or she would set out on the path of their divine calling. Whereas nowadays, if such an event were to befall upon someone, that person would make excuses not to go. But this path to liberation is the Akram path, where it is possible to achieve liberation even while fulfilling your worldly duties. That is, without devoting your time exclusively towards the attainment of liberation. This is your ultimate passport. After this, such a passport will no longer be available, because everything will come to an end. Thereafter, only dharma, that is religion, will continue to remain. Through dharma, one will gain punya, that is good karma, and fall into the cycle of cause and effect, that is, having to reap the benefits of the punyas in the next birth and so forth. However, there is also a higher risk that one may regress in spirituality.
The one who meets me is qualified for Akramagnan.
Dada, for this simple path, do we not need to have any qualifications?
Some people ask me, am I qualified to receive this Akram Gnan? I tell them, your meeting me is your qualification. This meeting is due to scientific circumstantial evidence. Therefore, anyone that meets me is qualified. Those who do not meet me are not qualified. What is the reason behind you meeting me? It is because of your qualification that this meeting takes place. However, after having met me, if one does not achieve self-realization, then it is his obstructive karma that prevents him from progressing further.
The ultimate goal.
Dada, is this a shortcut of some kind?
Yes, this is definitely a shortcut. It is direct and short.
But Dada, what is the ultimate goal in all this?
The ultimate goal is to attain permanent happiness, total independence and freedom from bondage.
Dada, what is permanent happiness? Can you describe it?
It is something that comes to you naturally. You do not have to make an effort for it. It remains permanently. There is no pain or misery.